Hallelujah. I get so sick of people have pity parties. Pity parties. I get sick of it. Nobody wish me happy birthday. Well, honey, get you a hat and a little ball like this and sing yourself happy birthday. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. You need to find a way to build yourself up and quit waiting on somebody else to build you up. Because if they build you up, they will let you down. What you need to do is get your iPhone out or whatever phone you got. All these kids got phones today. And, you know, it's funny. The electricity goes off before the phone goes off. The last thing you're going to lose is that phone. But if you've got a phone, send yourself an email and say, you can do it, honey. You can do it. No matter what anybody else says, you can do it. And build yourself up by encouraging yourself in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And he already stole my David and Ziglag story, but I'll give you a little bit. David had 600 men. He was trying to form an army because Saul was after him. And he said, post it. If you want to be in David's army, if you're in distress, discouraged, or in debt, well, that's everybody. He said, show up, because I need me an army. Now, he's not looking for if you fought five battles and you're a captain and a general. No, he wanted. Why? Because they were going to do it themselves. And he had 600 men. And when they got up there, I can only imagine what they looked like. And he said, ye are my mighty men of valor. You could have seen them scumbags. Oh, you can only imagine what they look like. You know, just, valor with the Lord. The Lord delivered me from a lion and from a bear, and I did it myself. And the Lord delivered me. I took Goliath down, and I did it myself with the Lord's help. And we can take you 600, and we can build a mighty army, and we can win. Well, they fought battles and won. But there finally came a day. Hear me, folks. There finally came a day that David was challenged with his 600 props. There came a day that David wasn't really doing right. He was kind of trying to be on both sides. And he's staying at a city that the king had given him with the Philistines, on whom he had killed Goliath. And he stayed in that city, and it's called Ziglag. And while he was off messing around, they came in and stole all the women and all the children. And I like that what Brother Valentine read. They wept till they had no more power to weep. You know what you do when you run out of power to weep? You get mad. When you get through weeping, you say, that dirty rascal, him, I'll tell you what. When you get through weeping, you get mad. And there was no more power to weep. Where's he at? Get me a stone. Drew me into this thing, and look how he left me. And when David saw that his 600 men were ready to stone him, that's when he said, it's time to praise the Lord. It's time to praise the Lord. Abathar, bring me the ephod. I better praise the Lord. If nothing else works, praise will work. I better build myself up in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because they're not building me up. Hallelujah. I better build my... He got the ephod, the prayer, the praise garment, and he put it on, and he said, Lord, should I go or should I stay? And the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord that day. Hallelujah. You've got to build yourself up. When other people are trying to take you down, you need to find you a closet and build yourself up. Send yourself some emails, look in the mirror and say, you're good looking anyway. Hallelujah. I don't care what they say. I'm going to praise myself. Because if you don't praise yourself, honey, you can't live. You'll get drunk on the accolades of men and find yourself in a gutter somewhere. Hallelujah. Build yourself up. Build yourself up on your most holy praise. And praying, he said, in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. That's why you need this ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bible says that as a man thinks, so is he. And so many times, I've spent too much time. I did this one time. I won't do it again. I spent too much time trying to change somebody's mind about what they thought about me. Because what they thought wasn't right, and I didn't want them, so I spent too much. And I found out they still going to think whatever they think. And I'm not going to help myself. They're going to run me down no matter what I do. There's no getting away. I might as well praise myself. I might as well not be communicating with people that are mockers, you see, and people that want to mimic you and tear you down. So I ask you this morning, when is the last time you took your appraised value? You get ready to sell your home. Come on. You're going to sell your car. You're going to trade that old clunker in. You say, what are you giving me for it? What are you going to give me for it? That's all? Well, I'll go down the street and I'll go down here. Because you're trying to find the highest. Somebody that will know what you're worth. But I've been before and no one wanted to give me, sister, what I thought it was worth. I said, I'll just keep driving it. That's okay. If you don't want to give me what I think it's worth, I just keep driving it. When's the last time you took your own appraisal? Come on. When's the last time you said, what am I worth? What am I worth to my wife, to my husband, to my church, to my God? What am I worth? And when you begin to take your own appraisal, then you can find a way to elevate your praise and to become worth more, hallelujah, to the kingdom of God and to your family, hallelujah. How are you going to do that? You're going to do it through praying, through the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. You're going to build it up on your highest faith, he said. You've got to learn to get yourself appraised value up. When people want to sell a house, they got an old house that's in need of repair and the yard's overgrown, what do? They fix it up. Why? They're looking for a higher appraisal. When you walk into Walmart, Kmart, I went there the other day. Not many people go to Kmart, but they still got some good deals there. But when you walk in a store, they're looking at you, and they're appraising your God. They're trying to see what is your God worth. Y'all pray for me. How much is your God worth? When you need to say, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that he can ask or think. My God will deliver me out of the mouth of the lion. Hallelujah. I'm not going to quit praying because you got a decree out there. I'm going to keep praying. Hallelujah. Because I know he's able to deliver me out of the fire. I know he's able to deliver me out of the problems that I'm going through. I might as well smile now because when it's all said and done, I'll be smiling. And you need to give yourself an appraised value. Oh, my God. Jesus looked at an impotent man that was at a pool for 38 years, and he asked him a simple, simple question. Wilt thou? What do you think he's doing there? If he didn't want to, what is he doing there? Wilt thou be made? Do you really want to? Or are you just coming to church because you're supposed to go to church? You're just contributing to the kitty because you're supposed to do that. Or do you want to be made whole? Whole means complete in the Bible. Mind, body, soul, and spirit. Complete. He said, do you want to be made whole? And he said, now, he didn't say, yes, sir. Look what he did. He said, sir, justifying why I'm not whole yet. And any time people seek to justify their actions, they're trying to skirt the issue. He said, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. You see, I'm waiting, as Brother Valentine said, wait, wait, wait. I'm waiting on the check. I'm waiting on this. And as soon as this happens, then I'm waiting on the water to be troubled I'm waiting on the angel to come trouble the water, and then I'm waiting for somebody to come help me, and I'm wanting somebody to make sure that nobody beats me into this pool so I can be the first one. I'm real hopeful that maybe next year my opportunity will come. That's not what I ask you. Do you want to be made whole? Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I want to be made whole. And Jesus said, quit waiting on somebody else to do it. When you can do it, there you go, yourself. Take up your bed and walk. Quit waiting on somebody else to pick you up. Come on, somebody. Quit waiting on somebody to get you up. Are you up yet, honey? You need to get out now. You know, you don't need to be in them blinds closed. Get up. Get up. Pick yourself up and get out of the house. Be the man and the woman that God called you to be. Hallelujah. You want to be whole? Then take up your bed and walk. You don't need an angel. You don't need troubled waters. You don't need somebody else. You just need me. And then when you've got God, you can do it yourself. And I'm here to tell every one of you, the Bible says that when Jesus spoke these words, that immediately, the Bible says, immediately, you mean I can do it? Me? I get up. It was just like Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. And when they touched his hand and pulled on him, immediately. I can tell you how to immediately feel better. How many want to feel better? I want to feel better. I always want to feel better. When I looked at that yard this morning, not as old as I thought I was. Not even sore, except a little bit in the back. But I felt better. Why? If you want to feel better immediately, praise yourself. But if you're going to wait for somebody else to praise you, you're going to stay sad a long time. And maybe forever. But if you'll learn to praise yourself, not in a boastful and a prideful way, but praise yourself to lift yourself up so that you can say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror through him. I can do it myself. Hallelujah. You can have immediate results when you do it yourself. I am sick of seeing advertisements, lose 30 pounds in 3 weeks. I won't ask any questions in here this morning. How many of you tried this, tried that, because we're all looking for a quick way to do what we know has to be done the hard way. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not talking about weight loss this morning. What I'm talking about is building yourself up in the Lord and saying, I can do it. I can do it. It may not be easy, but I can do it. And when you begin to tell yourself, I can do it, you immediately build yourself up. Immediately you start feeling better about your situation. But if all you're going to tell yourself is, I'll never get out of this, Lord, I will never, you're tearing yourself down. Are you with me this morning? I'm almost done. And there is no reason why you and God can't do all things. Now, living for God is a do-it-yourself life. It's against all odds kind of thing. And so Jude talks about here building yourself up, and then he talks about keeping yourself in the love of God. Again, keep yourself in the love of God. Nothing builds up anything more than love. Nothing. So Jude said, some have compassion, making the difference. Some have compassion. Come here, one of you boys. Come here. Which one of y'all going to volunteer? No, not all at once. Here you go. The visitor. Thank you, buddy. I love you so much. I appreciate you. Oh, you know, God's going to help you through all your troubles and all your trials. And I know life's been treating you really bad and the outlook's really bad for you, but, you know, we can help you. God loves you, son. And you know, you know, if you need anything, just let me know. And I just appreciate you so much. And you'll get past all of this one day. And just hold on. And God's gonna get you through it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Some you pull out by compassion. Others, come here, son, let me tell you something. Boy, if you keep doing that, let me tell you something. God's going to tell you what, your father right there, he's going to whip you like you ain't never been whipped before if you keep doing that kind of stuff. You hear me? Now listen, you're going to hell if you keep doing that. You understand me? You're going to go to hell, and you're going to burn. You want to hear the sounds of hell? Let's play the weeping, the wailing, the gnashing of teeth if you want, because you're going to go to hell, son, doing that. Now sit down and shut up. Some of them you snatch from the fire. Is that okay, problem? Okay. It's what you told me to do, isn't it? I mean, no. So, could I interest you in a Bible study? Look, let's have dinner tonight. Let me get to know you and your compassion. And others, you just got to say, hey, honey, you headed for hell. So James is talking about how you win people to Christ. But the main thing here in the end of the story, he says, some you will snatch from hell. Others you're going to save them through compassion. But unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what the situation is, he's able to keep you from falling into the temptation. Hallelujah. Every man is tempted. I'm not exempted either. But when he's drawn away on his own lust, and when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. Let me tell you, sin always brings forth death. Hallelujah. But he's able to keep me from falling. This is a do-it-yourself salvation. I can preach it. You can hear it. Be not hearers of the word, but be ye doers of the word. You have to do it yourself. Amen. The Bible talks about, as they get ready to come this morning, it talks about different things you do for yourself. Yeah. And I got to, just real quick, I'm going to tell you what a few of the things. It says yielding yourself. Yielding. Yielding yourself. When you come on the interstate, you don't have to yield. You don't have to. You can just merge right on, just hit somebody, don't matter. Nobody can make you yield but you. I'm talking about do it yourself. He said, yielding yourself unto God as an instrument of righteousness. Lord, use me in whatever way you want to use me. Lord, I'll do the weed eating. I'll do the preaching. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll do the praying in the closet. I don't need the recognition, Lord, but please, use me. And you yield yourself. I can't yield you. You have to yield you. It says submitting yourselves one to another. Woo! I don't have to do what you say. I don't have to do what the pastor says. I don't have to do it. My brother and sister, just let them rot. They deserve it anyway. Yielding yourself. Submitting yourself. You have to do that. I can't do that for you. Humbling yourself. And this is a good one. Examining yourself. Check yourself out. Hallelujah. And watch this one. Ephesians 5 and 19. Speaking to yourselves. There you go. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I'm just going to sing to myself. Hallelujah. Sometimes I'm at the light traffic like people pull up on the side of me and I'll have to go. Because I'm singing to myself. Because there's something in my heart. Speaking to yourself. David encouraged. Speaking to yourself. I can do it. I will overcome this. This may be a bad day, but tomorrow is going to be a better day. Hallelujah. Speak to yourself and build yourself up. Another place he says to arm yourself. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in flesh, Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. You need to prepare your mind with weapons to fight off giving up. See, when you arm yourself, that's saying, I'm not giving up. A guy that comes in with guns, he's not coming in to give up. He's armed himself. He's ready to fight. He said, arm your mind with that same mind that Christ had. So when the suffering got hard, you don't give up. When the temptation gets strong, you don't give up. I'm already armed. Arm yourselves. And then the most important thing that I'm preaching this morning, the day of Pentecost had rolled around. The Holy Ghost was given. Salvation had came to both Jews and Gentiles and to the world. And Peter had the keys to the kingdom of God. Acts 2:37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, do it. Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, your children, as many as far off as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify, exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. I'm here to tell you, the blood of the cross is of no effect if you don't try to save yourself. He came and died in vain if you don't try to seek him out and find him. He that seeks finds. He that knocks it's open. He that asks it's given. If you don't want to do those things, he died in vain for you. Hallelujah. Save yourself as you stand this morning. Save yourself. I encourage everybody to seek the Holy Ghost with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength and everything that's within you. And save yourself. Hallelujah. What man would go out to sea? So I'm going to jump in and see if I can swim the ocean. That's what you're trying to do. You're going to have to save yourself. The Holy Ghost is that life preserver. Listen to me, young people. Real close. Listen to me. Save yourself. Save yourself from this untoward generation. Save yourself from unwanted children. Save yourself from unwanted agony. Save yourself from the things the world brings on. Save yourself from somebody else wrecking your life and not getting the level of education that you deserve and need. Save yourself. Don't listen to somebody else, Asia. Save yourself. Save yourself. Save yourself. Nobody can save you. Paul exhorted them and he warned them, but he said, save yourself. And I'm here to tell you, save yourself from a lot of heartache. You know how you're going to do that? You get the Holy Ghost. And you let it lead you and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. Save yourself. Save yourself. We're teaching you Bible study, but we can't do it for you. You got to save yourself. You got to seek this thing out. You got to want it. And I asked Brother Chris this morning, is this couple ready for the Holy Ghost? He said, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Anybody else ready for the Holy Ghost? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wilt thou be made whole? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, no, I gotta do that. No, yes, sir.